Chapter 4. The Brother from Australia. Guests of the Red House were allowed to do what they liked within reason, the reasonableness or otherwise of it being decided by Mark. But when once they, or Mark, had made up their minds as to what they wanted to do, the plan had to be kept. Mrs. Calladine, who knew this little weakness of their hosts, resisted, therefore, the suggestion of Bill that they should have a second round in the afternoon, and drive home comfortably after tea. The other golfers were willing enough, but Mrs. Calladine, without actually saying that Mr. Ablett wouldn't like it, was firm on the point that, having arranged to be back by 4, they should be back by 4. "I really don't think Mark wants us, you know," said the Major. Having played badly in the morning, he wanted to prove to himself in the afternoon that he was really better than that. With this brother of his coming, he'll be only too glad to have us out of the way. "Of course he will, Major." This from Bill. "You'd like to play, wouldn't you, Miss Norris?" Miss Norris looked doubtfully at the hostess. "Of course, if you want to get back, dear, we mustn't keep you here. Besides, it's so dull for you, not playing."
"Just 9 holes, Mother," pleaded Betty.
"The car could take you back, and you could tell them that we were having another round, and then it could come back for us," said Bill brilliantly. "It's certainly much cooler here than I expected," put in the Major. Mrs. Calladine fell. It was very pleasantly cool outside the golf house, and of course Mark would be rather glad to have them out of the way. So she consented to 9 holes, and the match having ended all square, and everybody having played much better than in the morning, they drove back to the Red House, very well pleased with themselves.
"Hello," said Bill to himself as they approached the house.